The St. Louis Cardinals and Chicago Cubs are meeting in the Major League Baseball postseason for the first time ever. These two teams have been rivals in the National League for more than 100 years, but have never met in the playoffs before. We thought it would be fun to have a little trash talk session here with one of our colleagues from St. Louis, and Tim Eby, the general manager of St. Louis Public Radio, joins me right now. Tim, how are you doing today?
Doing all right, and very excited. This is a great rivalry, and so it's fitting to have these two teams playing in the playoffs for the first time.
It is indeed, and the Cardinals had another great regular season, 100 wins, won the Central Division. Very unusual season, Tim, in that the three top teams in Major League Baseball were all in the NL Central, the Pirates with 98 wins, the Cubs with 97. I don't know about you, but as a Cubs fan, it was just a really fun season to follow this year.
It was a tremendous season to follow, and I think the Cubs-Cards rivalry has heated up even more this year because of that. And I think both teams are I think there's probably a little bit more worry here in St. Louis because of some of the injuries that we've had going into this playoff, perhaps than even the Cubs have.
Well, as far as the Cubs go, of course, they sent their best pitcher, Jake Arrieta, against the Pirates in that wild card game, and he threw a four-hit shutout, an outstanding game. That leaves John Lester.
As well as how many guys did he hit?
That's
a Cubs strategy these days, I believe.
Well, with Arrieta in that game, there was no way he was doing that intentionally, just given the game situation and everything. Although, you know, the Pirates took a little bit of umbrage.
Oh, yeah.
They had a little brouhaha there. And, you know, honestly, Tim, I wouldn't be totally surprised if something like that, you know, happened at some point in the series, because we saw tempers get a little heated between these two teams.
We certainly did. That last series there in Wrigley Field, things were a little tense, and your manager Joe Maddon was pretty outspoken about it. So there's a lot of tenseness going on. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
And Tim, the two of us are putting up a little collateral here, a little friendly wager between stations here. I'm looking at a WILL travel mug that we're going to put up. Nice stainless steel travel mug will be our end of the bargain. What's St. Louis Public Radio going to put up here?
Well, we have they have a brand new logo for Morning Edition that's been out for a little less than a year now, and we have a brand new St. Louis Public Radio Morning Edition mug that we're going to be offering. I'm not really all that worried about it. we don't even have them in yet from our company, so we're not in all that much worry, because we know that WILL mug will look very, very nice on our shelves of winners. I've had wagers with the Dodgers, KPCC in LA the last couple of years for series, and we wagered beer, but I think this mug is a good thing this time around. So we'll look forward to adding the WILL mug to our collection after this series is over.
Well, Tim, by the way you're talking here, of course you're predicting a Cardinals win. How many games do you think?
I think it's going to go four. I think you guys will probably take the third game in Chicago. We'll let you have that one and take the series before it comes back to St. Louis, because I really don't want to have to play a game five back here in St. Louis, because who knows what could happen in that. But that's what I'm guessing.
Well, I will take the Cubs in four on my end. I think the Cubs will split down in St. Louis and win them both up at Wrigley. That's how I see it playing out. So we'll just see what happens here over the next several days.
Well, worst of luck to you.
And the same to you, Tim. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks a lot.